This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business, and this is Frida Liu. CombiMed thrives to deliver healthcare that exceeds member expectations, removing barriers to member interactions with their healthcare providers and facilitate achievement of optimal personal health, happiness, and well-being. It started in 1998 by Fiona Limus. So I'm here with Fiona. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Frida.
And 1998, which means 23 years, right? That's quite an achievement, right? Tell me, why did you start the company 23 years ago?
Well, actually, it's by chance. I was a state scholar. I came back and it was the economic crisis crashed then.
Yes.
So I basically registered and reported for duty, and the state government says, okay, good that you're back, but we don't have a job for you now.
Right.
So so what they said was, you just go and, you know, wait until we call for you. So instead of waiting, at that time, CompuMed was just incorporated,
right.
And I applied for this job. And when I applied for the job, they said that okay, you can come on board and join us as a marketing executive.
Right.
And I was like, I told them, I said, look, I couldn't stay for long because I'm waiting for the state to call upon me.
Mm.
And they said, okay, we acknowledge that. Mm. So from then, I actually started with CompuMed on 16th of October.
Right.
I think it was 16th of October, yeah.
Okay.
And there was no turning back then.
Okay. And what did you study, actually?
I did travel industry management.
Oh, okay.
My degree was in travel industry management, and I did my MBA in marketing.
Right.
So people say, how has that got to do with what you studied?
Mm.
So I said, well, it is still in the hospitality line. We're still dealing with people and service,
mm-hmm.
except, you know, in the healthcare industry, in the healthcare service line, it's people who are sick and grouchy and grumpy versus those that are in hotels and, you know, in banquets.
Right. Who are a little bit happier. Now,
yes,
your company has gone through several iterations, right? In 2008, 10 years later, you said it was a new era for the company, right? And how is this? So, and what did you introduce in 2008?
Well, in what caused the change, or what caused the era change for CompuMed was because we lost one of our biggest customer.
Mm.
They took up about 90% of our top line,
right?
And you know, with that, eggs were all in one basket.
Mm. A lesson learned there.
We lost that account. Yeah, it was quite devastating.
Mm.
So when we lost that client, we were not able to just, you know, downsize as quickly as we wanted to.
Right.
So what happened was we had to force ourselves to look at operational efficiency enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
We had to look and make sure that, you know, how do we, what the Malay say, ikat perut, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we had to ikat perut and see how we were able to sustain the little business that we had.
Mm.
And so that was the beginning of a new era for CompuMed, where we looked at operational efficiency through IT, through technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, now in 2015, you changed your business model, right?
Yes.
What did you do and why did you do it?
Because of what we've been through of only relying on one source or one vertical.
Right.
And that's when we said that enough is enough. I went through that and I didn't want to go through the same thing again.
Mm.
So after 2008, we started to look at efficiency and that's when we seriously looked into technology,
mm-hmm.
using technology to facilitate the whole entire operations.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we were just busy building,
mm-hmm.
Looking at how the focus was very much on how we could optimize operations with the littlest resources that we had.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, it was really a chance outcome that A, you know, we had a system that was able to be multitasking and it was scalable. Mm. And so with that, we were able to diversify our offerings, our services and our product offering.
Right.
And so that's what we did. We added a lot more verticals into there.
Right. Like, for example, like what did you do?
Yeah, so we now could do consultancy, mm-hmm. third-party administration consultancy, mm-hmm. Healthcare systems development. We also focused on data analytics and all that. So mm-hmm. those were some of the key verticals that we've established since then.
Right. You know, and how many people do you currently employ?
Well, right now we have about 80 odd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. This is based in West Malaysia or all over?
Yeah, we're based in KL,
right.
At UOA,
right.
And UOA Damansara. Mm. So we used to have operations in Penang, but now no more. We have centralized all the services.
Right.
Yeah.
So now in 2020, you changed again, right? And what did you introduce? And was it because of the pandemic?
Yeah, so the pandemic was really something that people said, you know, are you disrupted by this pandemic? Mm. I would say yes, but mm. in a good way,
mm-hmm.
Because it has actually made us, pushed us to implement a lot of the things that we wanted to take our time in doing.
Mm.
Take, for example, our contactless attendance
mm-hmm.
For our members.
Mm-hmm.
We introduced e-pharmacy mm-hmm. for the long-term drug prescription.
Right.
And we even introduced e-appointment. So mm-hmm. there was a lot of self-help features that we've put into the members module.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so the pandemic or COVID-19 has really pushed us into the next level again.
Right.
So in a way, I've got it to thank. There's always a silver lining, they say, right? Yeah, and other than that, during this COVID period, we also work very closely with our corporate clients, mm-hmm. mainly the HR department,
mm-hmm.
to facilitate COVID screenings.
Mm-hmm.
And the coming months, we will be, again, working very closely with HR, mm-hmm. on vaccinations.
Right. No, okay, so, you know, in the last over 20 years, right, what have been some of the challenges in your business? Is it the hardware, meaning processes and investment technology, or is it the software, the people?
I think it's a combination
mm-hmm.
Because we are a SME company. We're not like an insurance company,
mm.
but the resources is the same in the sense that, you know, we've got the various departments like call center and claims processing departments and all that. It's quite similar to the insurance company.
Mm.
The only difference is we do not underwrite risk, right? But
mm.
so we're like the back room. So because of that, we are actually looking at the same pool of skills.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, insurance company pays better and all. And then for small companies like us, we usually won't be able to match those kind of packages.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up having to hire freshies,
mm-hmm.
You know, people who've just graduated.
Right.
And we take them on and then we train them. So one of the biggest challenges with human resource or human capital
mm.
is really the training,
mm.
being able to train them consistently
mm.
and also, you know, ensuring that everybody does the same thing.
Mm.
So that is in terms of the people skills. But in terms of technology, I think we're very much ahead.
Mm.
In a sense that we've started since 2008 to look at the importance of technology.
Mm.
So today, it has actually facilitated our work in many, many ways.
Mm.
So the challenge of technology was in the beginning, and now it's more of we are constantly just going through enhancement and into better things instead of having to look at the fundamentals.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, are there plans to list the company?
Yes, perhaps. You know, if there is an opportunity for us to be listed,
right.
But at the near future, maybe not, because
right.
I feel that there's still a lot of things that we want to do before we get there.
All right. We'll continue our conversation and talk about your nomination. All that in just a moment. I'm here with Fiona Limos from CompuMed. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Fiona Limos from CompuMed, a company that's been around since 1998. That's 23 years, growing strong. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier, so you don't come from a STEM background, right? And you know, was it easy to set up something like this, even though you didn't have the technology background?
Well, it was a lot of trial and error because it is a novel industry. Third-party administration or the business that we're in, it's a new. At that time in 1998, it was just a new thing that everybody was just jumping on the bandwagon. So novel industry, lots of trial and errors. It was just learning along the way. And in CompuMed, we are known to be pioneers in a lot of the things that we have done, asking for specific information from the hospitals, from providers. Yeah. So those were the challenges that we faced in the past. But it was good because being the first, we have that experience. We have that know-how on how to do things and how to tweak things moving forward.
And what have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur in the last two decades and counting?
They say that if you're in it, you would know that you are actually doing it. So until this EY nomination came about, I never saw myself as an entrepreneur. I basically looked at it and said that it is just something that I have to do. I have to do it. And feeding 80 rice bowl. So that was one of the biggest motivation that I had. And in 2008, you know, when the rest of the partners wanted to throw in the towel, and that's when I said, no, you know. So I think people motivate me. My people motivate me. I'm very much a doer. So I tell my HODs and I tell my generals to say that, hey, walk the talk, because you know, respect is something that you earn. You can't really command for it. So those are the journey of an entrepreneurship entrepreneurship for me, I feel. Just the what's next attitude, I think, you know. Constantly not giving up and say, hey, you know, once this is done, what would be the next thing? What would be nice for our members, you know? What would it take for us to bring them to the next level? That's the experience that I have.
If you look at the your average age of your employees, right? I'm sure it goes across multi generations as well. How do you deal with that?
Well, we're all very young. The company's average age is about mid-20s in CompuMed. So we're dealing with all the XYZ millennials, you know. And nowadays, the millennials are quite a delicate breed, I would say, you know. So handling them and managing them requires us to get down to their level and be able to understand their needs and how to handle them. So because in CompuMed, I'm probably the oldest in CompuMed. The rest are all younger than me. So my HODs, my heads, my generals, they all do their part. I have actually removed myself from operations for quite a number of years now. So my COO, Hui Ling, she's the one that actually looks after the day-to-day operations. But I think there's a lot of hand-holding and there's a lot of teaching as well. As I've mentioned earlier on, you know, because we don't have the luxury of hiring the right skill with the right pay, we end up having to bring in a lot of young people and training them, hand-holding them. So, yeah.
Okay, now you've recently been named a top nominee in the woman category of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year 2020 Malaysia program. Why did you choose to participate?
Well, I think it was the first thing was my HR. My HR came to me and said that, oh, we've got this email, you know, on this EY nomination, entrepreneur nomination. Mm. Would you like to join? Would you like to participate this? My first answer was no.
Okay.
No, because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure whether I had the qualities and, you know, on the features and the qualities that that the program was looking for. Mm. So it was shared with my HODs and my generals, and they basically say, hey, go for it, right?
Mm.
So it was them who encouraged me to pursue this.
Right.
And I don't regret. And I must say that I thank them for the encouragement.
Mm.
And it's been great this far.
Right.
Yeah. It gives me a chance to pause.
Okay. So, well, it's also International Women's Day today. How do you feel about this achievement?
How do I feel about this achievement? Mm. It is a recognition for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it basically tells all our fellow women clan that we can do it.
Mm.
You know, we're as capable, and that we women are leaders, you know. We put our heads and mind. In fact, we multitask and we're able to do more things at one time, I would say.
Right.
So yeah, we women should be recognized for our expertise and for our strength, especially.
Right. So okay, we do have to ask this question though. What's next for CompuMed?
What's next for CompuMed? I think what's next is really about expansion through our efforts, you know, bringing it to the next level.
Right.
And the key question is for our members, right?
Mm.
How do we focus on our member, and how do we make their experience more pleasant each day?
Mm.
So the expansion would be through diversification, integration, and cooperation with the partners.
Mm.
So all of this put together, it's really creating that ecosystem, that healthcare ecosystem for our members, that so that they will know that the focus is not just the service when they need it, but it becomes a household name for them, a second nature of some sort.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, all the best with the nomination. I've been speaking to Fiona Limos from CompuMed, who is a nominee for the women category of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year 2020 Malaysia program. And also happy International Women's Day to you. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.